This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Still a great nation, despite the fact that lots of people look around, and people on the left, people on the right, people in the center. And they look around and they say, what is going on with people? This doesn't make any sense. And that's one of the questions that that Steven Pinker addresses in his new book, which is called Rationality. What is it? Why it seems scarce, and it certainly does, and why it matters. Steven Pinker has been the author of two particularly profoundly influential books on the same subject, most recently Enlightenment Now, which Bill Gates called the best book he ever read, which made the case for the way that reason was actually advancing the cause of humanity. And before that, a book which we talked about on the air also with Dr. Pinker of Harvard was the book Enlightenment Now, which talked about the steady, seemingly implacable progress being made by humanity because of applying laws of reason. So now, Dr. Pinker, you're writing about In Praise of Rationality, Why It Seems Scarce. Do you think rationality is endangered in our current society?
It is, although it's always endangered. Because even though we're a species that certainly has the capacity for rationality, we did, after all, discover DNA and the Big Bang and invented smartphones and vaccines and got to the moon. So there's obviously a lot of rationality out there. But at the same time, people believe an enormous amount of a flapdoodle of haunted houses and crystal healing power and cannibalistic pedophiles in the deep state and jet contrails made out of mind-altering substances in a secret government program. So how can the same species believe in so much nonsense at the same time as it's, we're clearly not a stupid species? That's the challenge that I take up in the book. And I think when it comes to public matters, our politics, our science, that is, when you get people outside of just their day-to-day lives, like keeping food in the fridge and getting the kids off to school, that's when we're not so rational. People like, they prefer good stories to verifiable truth. They prefer heroic myths and tales of superpowers, and whether they are literally true or false, it's not uppermost in their minds.
But if you're talking about ordinary people, not top medical administrators or defense officials or people who are empowered in some particular way in society, if you talk about just the ordinary population in the country and around the world, why does it matter if people are irrational?
Well, it matters in a democracy because they are, they get the final say. So they pool their opinions, and so what they think does matter. And it also matters when some myths kind of spill over into actual behavior, which it does among some people. Then the results can be dangerous. I mean, that's how we got the January 6th riot and incursion and insurrection, that people really did think there was a conspiracy, and a lot of those were QAnon people. That's why you get people who actually not only are suspicious of vaccines, but resist them when they're offered, and even as they see their neighbors die who are unvaccinated. So it can spill over even in ordinary people.
You talk in the book, and the book is again called Rationality. Should be easy to remember, I hope, for everybody. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You talk in the book not only about rationality, how to lose it, how to erode it, but how to try to encourage it in an educational system, even with parents and children? What's the most crucial element in helping to teach people how to think?
Part of it should be kind of baked into our educational system. Rationality should be the fourth R, together with reading, writing, and arithmetic. And tools like probability. I don't know if they still teach trigonometry in high schools. I have nothing against trigonometry. I love trigonometry, but there are only so many hours in the day, and if you're going to allocate those precious hours, probability would be a much better use of people's time than trigonometry. But also knowing what is a good argument and a bad argument, knowing how to spot so-called ad hominem fallacy, which is you attack the person instead of the position, the straw man fallacy, where you set up a kind of cartoon version of their position, and which is easy to refute instead of what they really did say. And there are a bunch of fallacies like that. So that's number one. Number two, some of these principles should be just part of our everyday habits, etiquette, norms. That is, if someone says, this is really increasing because it happened to my friend of my friend, you should say, well, you know, that's really, that's not the way you should be making decisions or thinking about the world. But most important is we need institutions. We need kind of communities where people follow rules that are designed to bring out the rationality in us as a group. Because none of us is rational enough to just have the truth. None of us is omniscient. None of us is infallible. The extent that we get the truth is always from communities that are allowed to criticize each other, like scientists with peer review. You try to publish a result, and then everyone else gets to attack it. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. In democracy, when it works well, you've got freedom of speech and freedom of the press. You can say what you want, and other people can point out what's wrong with it. It's only when you have people able to point out each other's flaws, and you have a shared commitment to the truth. That's what we're playing the game for, that truth can emerge out of not-so-rational individuals, but working together we can often be more rational than any of us is individually.
And one of the things that's, I think, very important about your book, Rationality, is that a lot of people instinctively feel that religion is irrational. You have a considerable history of how important the elucidation of rational principles has been to religious thinkers in every major religious tradition, but very prominently, for instance, in Christianity, in the even early church. Why is it important for people to understand that?
Well, I think it's important to unbundle the different parts of religion. For one thing, there are the communities, there's the charity, there's the music, there are the rituals, there's the commitment to a higher cause. Then there are just specific claims, like the earth was created 5,700 years ago, or that if you don't accept Jesus as your savior, you'll spend eternity in hell. Those beliefs can be unbundled from the rest and say it may be good to get together as a community and devote yourself to spiritual matters. But there are certain beliefs that we know through history can be toxic. They can lead to inquisitions and crusades and pogroms and religious wars persecution of gay people and healthy religions. Are open to these analyses and criticisms. You've got the Second Ecumenical Council in Catholicism. You've got all kinds of reform movements in Judaism and Protestantism, where you take another look at the old scriptures and you interpret them metaphorically, you interpret them allegorically. So religion always has to be in dialogue with just reason in general, in particular secular sources of reason, so that religions themselves can constantly improve and reform themselves.
Steven Pinker, his book is Rationality, What It Is, Why It Seems Scarce, and Why It Matters. And maybe when we come back, you are able to speak with us for a few minutes more, Dr. Pinker?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Look forward to it. The question would be, well, how do you build up rationality, particularly at a time when Americans seem to be prone toward all kinds of strange beliefs, as Dr. Pinker was talking about before? Do we go along with those beliefs, take them head on, what is the best way to make the case for rationality? Coming up. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions. But we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a great pleasure and honor, as always, to speak to Professor Steven Pinker. He is the Johnstone Family Professor of Psychology at Harvard University, where he is well known, internationally known, as a cognitive psychologist, psycholinguist, and a popular science author, it says. His new book is called Rationality, And it's about a subject that often isn't discussed at all, except today by people calling their political opponents or people who are ideologically at variance with them irrational. For ordinary people, Dr. Pinker, what is the best way to spot irrationality?
Well, it's you want consistency with empirical data, with stuff that you can see when you open your eyes, the actual facts and phenomena. Who lives, who dies, who's dropping like flies, who's, what neighborhoods are safe, which ones are dangerous, what works, what doesn't. There's logical consistency. There's one thing logically follow from another. And also you have to check your own biases, because we all are biased. There's even something called the bias bias, where everyone thinks that everyone else is biased, that they are perfectly neutral. But you know, none of us is. We try to be. We should try to be. But we should always be wary of things that our side believes too strongly, that are kind of identity badges or articles of faith in our team, because that's a big source of error called the my side bias. Namely, whatever opinions are common in your group, your sect, your political party, your sports team, your religion, they seem obvious. It seems like a sin or heresy to doubt them. Anyone on the other side who doesn't believe them must be stupid or evil. And that is a source of a lot of bias and real bias in there. You can show it in the lab. You give people a logic problem, and that people will... Perfectly intelligent people will violate the laws of logic in order to show that what they believe to begin with is supported by an argument. People, even mathematically sophisticated people, will do the math wrong to make the answer come out to be what they believe. So we always have to be aware of that in our team. You know, of course, it's easy to be aware of it in the other team, but in our team and in ourselves.
Okay, in terms of basically being aware of biases, obviously that would apply to political thinking. But if you're actually talking about a way to improve the lives of the people who you may want to serve politically, is logic always the best guide?
Well, certainly rationality is. It's not exactly the same as logic. Because logic, in the sense of what you take in a logic course, is you've got a couple of sentences on a page and what follows from those, throwing out everything else you know. So if the you know, the syllogism is everything made of plants is healthy, tobacco is made of plants, therefore tobacco is healthy, well, that logically follows from the premises, but the premises, you know, don't cover all the cases. And so strict logic, if you don't examine the premises, it may lead you into error. But it is a tool. It's an important tool. Probability is a tool. What's sometimes called Bayesian reasoning. It's a kind of an academic term, but it just means calibrating your belief according to the evidence. Many people have heard the term priors. Although those are your priors, well, that's from Bayesian reasoning. Namely, before you even look at the evidence, you've got to figure out how plausible an idea is based on everything else you know. So they're tools of reasoning, and we would be, even if it's not strict logic the way Aristotle laid it out, certainly rationality is important, because that's how you get, you know, what you want. The world is the way the world is. Reality is, as they say, what doesn't go away when you stop believing in it. And rationality is just the laws of reality. So we may differ on what we want, but there are some things that everyone wants. Everyone wants people to be safe. Everyone wants low crime. Everyone wants prosperity. And the question is, what will get it? What policies will deliver it? The answer is no one ever knows for sure. But you have to have kind of degrees of reasonable belief. Given that we're all ignorant, we can not predict the future. But what's our best bet, given the evidence that's in front of us? It may be what our political party has always advanced, but, you know, we all should be prepared to be surprised, too.
Let me try something on you, and I may be way off base here. And one of the things that's fascinating, by the way, in the book, Rationality, is some of the history of the way that people defined reasoning and defined rationality in the past and tried to teach its basic principles. But a point that you just made moments ago was that generally people want the same things. And I've been thinking more and more, that's what's so discordant about American politics right now, is that when it comes to this pandemic, there are lots of people, I think very rationally, who would like to see as many people protected as possible through vaccinations. But some of the anti-vaccination argument and passion and fervor of people who oppose vaccine mandates and oppose any other big concerted government push for vaccinations, that they do not even share that basic assumption that the vaccination distribution makes people safer. Is it a characteristic of our arguments right now, I mean, and really around the world, on political issues, that there is a lack of consensus even on long-term goals?
Yeah, I mean, well, in this case, there probably is a consensus that it's better to be, you know, healthy than sick. But the means to those goals, there is a, you know, massive disagreement. And, you know, it's partly whether you're open to the evidence, to the data, and you know, when it comes to vaccines, the evidence is just absolutely overwhelming. And you don't have to be on the left, you don't have to be on the right, you just open your eyes and just look at the studies. There is a kind of warping by our my side bias, and sometimes the left gets it really wrong, and sometimes the right gets it really wrong. Especially if your reason for believing something is, you know, whatever the libs believe, I'm going to believe the opposite, or vice versa. Whatever the right believes, I'm going to believe the opposite. That's just not a reliable way of getting to the truth, because you know, all of us make buttes. Now, in the case of science, though, scientists themselves can do a better job at persuading the people who are persuadable. First of all, scientists should be transparent. They should open up their methods. This is how we know. We're not priests. Just because we wear white coats and we have fancy schmancy titles, that doesn't mean you should listen to us. You should listen to us because here is the evidence that convinced us, and it should convince you if you look at the same evidence. And, I mean, this is one of my beefs against a lot of my colleagues, because you know, I'm in a university, and everyone knows universities do, you know, they lean somewhat left. Scientists, you know, depending on the field, but, you know, a lot of them lean left. And I've been kind of pushing them, like, you can't brand yourself as a wing of the Democratic Party, because then people who aren't Democrats won't take you seriously. And all too often, on both sides, we base what we believe on whether it's advanced by someone on our team. You know, it's Red Sox versus Yankees.
And sports,
it's not so good in science.
And rationality demands a better approach. The book, Rationality, what it is, why it seems scarce, and why it matters. Steven Pinker has been fighting for it for some years. And we appreciate it very much, your joining us. We will be right back. The book's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci argued Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that people confuse religious with philosophical objections.
There are precious few religions that actually say you cannot do that. I mean, very, very few. I mean, literally less than a handful. But people, you know, sometimes confuse a philosophical objection with a religious objection. When you talk about actually established religions, there are so few of those that actually will not allow you to get vaccinated.
Centrist Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is insisting that natural gas be allowed to have a central role in President Biden's clean energy agenda, which puts him on a collision course with Democratic lawmakers who worry he will have the power to water down what they see as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to address climate change. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one area where I think people would agree is that if you display great irrationality concerning a subject we've just been talking about, you may properly earn a coveted distinction. What distinction? A Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And the winner is Rack. RACC, R-A-C-C, is the Regional Arts and Culture Council for the City of Portland, which is a nonprofit organization that oversees public artwork in the city. And they just issued a recommendation to not return five statues that were toppled and removed during last year's protests in Portland. They will not be returned to their original locations, if anywhere. Those sculptures include those of three former U.S. presidents. Very, very obviously controversial presidents who were toppled. Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt. All those statues were taken down after the death of George Floyd. What sense does that make? The statue of George Washington at Northeast 57th and Sandy was toppled and spray-painted in June 2020, and the Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt statues downtown were toppled during one demonstration in October 2020. What is outrageous about this is not just the idea that Abraham Lincoln, for God's sake, who saved the country from disunion, who freed the slaves, who, by the way, set up, it was under his administration, they set up the whole land-grant college system, which has given untold numbers of Americans access to higher education, never would have had it. And George Washington, without whom the Republic wouldn't exist, why in the world would they take these three presidents from Rushmore and say they're not going to be returned? There's also a statue of Harvey Scott on Mount Tabor, and he was a part owner of the Oregonian. He's not going back up to his statue. Why? Because he opposed women's suffrage. That was 100 years ago. He accepted women's suffrage. I mean, pretty much everybody did, because you needed women's suffrage and women's support, obviously, to sustain any kind of political influence. But the Oregon Public Broadcasting also reported that a statue depicting pioneers and entitled The Promised Land was targeted in Chapman Square downtown. Under the new recommendation by RAC, the Regional Arts and Culture Council, under that recommendation, none of these statues will be returned, but they will remain in the city's public art collection for now. The reason I think this is so loathsome is because it's the same idea with graffiti everywhere. If you see graffiti and you don't move immediately to paint over it, you're encouraging more of it. You're indicating to people, okay, you want to express yourself by doing an act of vandalism, an act of destruction. And yes, graffiti is an act of destruction, not an act of creation. If you want to do that, then fine, no consequences. The important thing, of course, that all the psychologists and criminologists and people who study it, if you want to get rid of graffiti, you have to do a little bit of a job to humiliate, as punishment, some of the graffiti artists by painting over it. Okay, oh, wow, you said you're going to tag, you're going to get your name out there, you're going to get your slogan out there, whatever it is. No, it gets obliterated right away. But if you allow this to be positive and allow these statues to remain down, then you are validating what the people are doing. It's the whole notion that if law and order breaks down, if you can do acts of destruction without consequences, you're going to get more of them. There was a beloved elk statue we covered extensively on this show that was set on fire, and it was eventually, which is hard to do when you're, I guess it burned some of the base, and they were attacking the elk. No one knows to this day why they were attacking the elk. The elk was not a white supremacist. The elk was not a fascist. The elk was not a colonialist. If anything, the elk was colonized. I mean, for goodness sake. As for the beloved elk statue that was set on fire and removed from Southwest Main Street, quote, city officials have decided that elk will return to downtown Portland, said the Regional Arts and Culture Council. It is unclear, however, where the elk statue will be placed. Would it not return to downtown for more time? What's so amazing to me is that people don't do simple thought experiments. Let's try to imagine there were a number of monumental statues that were put up of George Floyd after his death. And there was one that was just put up recently in Union Square in New York City. Big, large, monumental head, heroic head of George Floyd. It was attacked. It was vandalized. I think it's absolutely outrageous. Can you imagine for a moment that, let's say that there was a more serious vandalism of a George Floyd statue, and then the authorities said, well, no, we don't know if we want to put it back or not. Can you imagine That would be outrageous and wrong. Of course they should put back the George Floyd statue, which was put up legally. This was not an act of vandalism. This was an act of commemoration that people wanted to do sincerely. If you are not going to protect that act and restore that statue, well then, okay, then it makes sense to treat George Washington and Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln the same way. But to treat them with less respect than George Floyd has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with sanity. It is just utterly lamentable. The RAC, the Regional Arts and Culture Council, will be considering which of the other removed monuments should be assigned a new home and whether all of them should remain in the city's public collection. The nonprofit said these decisions will require meaningful community engagement. You can sign up for their new online newsletter, etc., etc. Why should it require meaningful community engagement to restore a statue of Abraham Lincoln, for the sake of heaven? I mean, again, what you are doing is you are trashing every concept of order, every concept of patriotism, because if Lincoln and Washington deserve to be toppled, then does America itself deserve to survive in any real sense at all? There has been an announcement that Facebook and other internet servers have gone down. Have they been hacked? What is going on? When we find out, we will let you know. And much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, this tweet has been sent out, interesting, by Facebook. And they say, we're aware some people are having trouble accessing our apps and products. We're working to get things back to normal as quickly as possible, and we apologize for any inconvenience. Could this have some connection to the Facebook whistleblower who recently has come out with information about Facebook and talking about hate and negativity driving clicks, etc.? Who knows? But it is a strange feeling. Actually, when I was broadcasting here, my wife came into me. She said, oh, Facebook isn't working all of a sudden. So we will see as information on this comes out. Here's some information on Balance 7 water. This is a dietary supplement and an alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. Here are the benefits. More energy, mental clarity, relief from joint discomfort, boost to your immunity, optimizing your pH balance, help with weight loss, while detoxing your body, and relieving heartburn and an aid in digestion. Now, right now, if you go to balance7.com and you use the code Michael Medved at checkout, actually, you want to use the code AL, A-L. That's the right code to use right now. You use it at checkout, you receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin is a terrific skin treatment that normally retails at $13.99. It's yours totally free with your Balance 7 order. Again, head to balance7.com, use the code word AL, A-L, at checkout, and get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of balance7.com. Okay, on the Michael Medved show, SNL is back, and just in time, where everything is operating so smoothly in American politics, we are about a week away from a potential financial catastrophe, as described the Secretary of Treasury, if we don't raise the debt limit, and there's material about that, and much more. Now, of course, Joe Biden is back on the SNL season opener. And he begins the season for Saturday Night Live like this. This is clip 15A.
Hey, fellow Americans, how's everybody's doing? What's cooking? What's good? How you doing? How's everybody's summer? Mine was bad. Not Cuomo bad, but definitely not Afghanistan good. Everyone keeps razzing me about that drone strike. But on the bright side, I went the entire summer without falling down the stairs once. It's pretty darn good. And hey, Broadway's back. That's exciting, right? Yeah. So is the Taliban. So win some, lose some. Now, unlike our last president, I try to stay out of the limelight. Like an oil change, you don't think about me until you absolutely have to. Right now, America needs me. Democrats need me. Got a major infrastructure bill and a historic social agenda that I have to get passed. So I'm not in bringing together the Democrats like Voltron. Sure, they're all different colors, but fundamentally, they're robots. On one side, we have the moderate Democrats, Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona.
What do I want from this bill? I'll never tell. Because I didn't come to Congress to make friends. And so far, mission accomplished.
It's a pretty good imitation. I mean, can you imagine there's somebody actually trying to perfect a imitation of Kyrsten Sinema? The sketch continues with some attention, well-deserved, to AOC and the famous Met Gala, where, remember, she showed her comradeship with rich people by wearing a tax-the-rich high-fashion dress. Listen.
We have two members of the Progressive Caucus, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota.
Thank you, Jill, for not calling me Kamala. For those of you who don't know me, I was designed in a lab to give Tucker Carlson a heart attack.
Finally, Alexander, I'm not going to try to say the whole name, AOC from New York.
The Cruella of the Met Gala. I wore a dress that said tax the rich, then spent all night partying with the rich. Oops.
Okay, the actual sound of AOC's voice, not exactly on target. And then most of the sketch, of course, was concentrating on a negative portrayal of the moderate Democrats. Listen.
Can't we compromise on anything? Isn't something better than nothing? Look, as a wine-drinking bisexual triathlete, I know what the average American wants. They want to be put on hold when they call 911. They want bridges that just stop and car falls down. They want water so thick you can eat it with a fork. And I will fight for that no matter what. Unless my foot hurts, then I'll go back to Arizona.
Fine. Then we're going to talk about one last item on the agenda, the most important one, drains.
Oh, God, again?
Come on, don't take drains away from me. Oh, God, I mean to remind people of the grandeur of American rail travel. The quiet car, the seats that face backwards, the sliding bathroom doors that don't quite lock. You open it up, catch a glimpse of an old man on the toilet. The full bottle of Gatorade rolling around on the floor of the train goes that way. And it goes back. Without trains, no America.
Okay, at least that one hits some targets. Of course, Joe Biden, because he represents the state of Delaware, which is all, everything in Delaware is within easy, pardon the expression, driving distance or easy railroad distance of Washington, D.C. So he became known as a great user and defender and advocate for Amtrak. We'll see as president if he actually succeeds, as they say, in making the trains run on time. What's fascinating about all this is it seems to me there's enough craziness to provide plenty of ammunition for Saturday Night Live. I mean, the administration, as they recognized and they alluded to, has not had a great summer. Peggy Noonan's been writing about that. I mean, there is every kind of challenge here. And at least in the cold open, they didn't really go after Vice President Harris, who has had a miserable outing. And by the way, anybody excited about the performance of Vice President Harris so far? There is something that I don't think does excite the administration or anybody in particular, which is some of the information from around the world. This I found fascinating, and it has to do, of course, with COVID. Portugal is nearly out of people to vaccinate. Why? Because they all died? No, it's the opposite. It's because they got them all vaccinated. And how did they do it? The Washington Post reports Portugal's vaccination campaign is almost over now, and it has exceeded even its wildest goals. Nearly an entire nation trusted in the science, officials say. A mass immunization center is not just the last trickle of now, it's just the last trickle of teenagers is passing through. Some 85% of Portugal's population is fully vaccinated, aside from tiny Gibraltar, the highest rate in the world of vaccination. We have actually run out of adults to give shots to, said Lourdes Costa e Silva, the chief nurse at Lisbon Vaccine Center that is already half shuttered. In Portugal, every indication of pandemic severity is quickly trending downward. The death rate is half the European Union average and nine times below that of the United States. Why? Portugal is not the best educated or most wealthy country in the European Union, or certainly not in the world. In Portugal, every indicator of pandemic severity is down, as I said. Lisbon is triumphant, a city of live music and partying where early risers might find sidewalks still sticky with beer. Traffic is back to normal. So what are they doing right that could actually maybe inspire the United States? We will get to that and to more free speech. Does free speech mean you get to say what you say without losing your job? Or is there an occasion where it might be appropriate for that job to be threatened? We'll talk about that with Ted Rahl and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.